Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate your time here to talk about pet safety during the Halloween season. So first off here, I'm going to get you to introduce yourself for us and where you work and what you do.
My name is George Rotaru. I'm a vet at Heartland Veterinary Clinic in Erdre. Also, I'm the owner of the place since 2010. Quite simple. This is who I am.
Perfect. So you are the best person to talk about this. Now, with Halloween coming up, I know a lot of owners, they may be seeing a lot of really cute costumes for their dogs or for their cats. But is it a safe thing to do to dress up pets for Halloween?
I think it's actually not only safe, but I think it's healthy, because pets, dogs and cats, ideally is that we get them used to be dressed and to be handled and touched. You know, having a costume is nothing wrong with that. However, if the pet is uncomfortable or he gets scared, you might want to introduce with more basic attire before you go to something complex. Make sure that they are not left unsupervised, because if they get upset with the costume, they might decide to rip it off and get things around their neck or around their legs and get injured. So you have to tailor, and as I said, start easy. Start with something, a cute collar, and then maybe a different harness or a bigger harness, or start with small attire before you go complex, because the costume many times can act like something to use for animals that they are experiencing stress with storms and noises and stuff. It's something that it is some sort of a tight jacket. It is called thunder shirt. Teaching them to be dressed up is actually a very good fight against stress as well. There's nothing wrong with it, but they have to be supervised. I would not let them dressed up and leave the house or not keeping around them.
For sure. That makes a lot of sense. Now, speaking of pet stress, there are trick-or-treaters that are going to be knocking on the door, ringing the doorbell for quite a few hours on that night. And well, we know how dogs and cats get sometimes. Barking, they get excited, you know. So what can pet owners do to mitigate the stress of trick-or-treaters coming to the house?
Now, you have a couple of options. So you can use it as an opportunity for training. You know, pay attention when the trick-or-treater comes to the house and before they reach the doorbell or the house, start working with your pet and asking them to sit for a cookie or for a safe treat. By the way, not for the chocolate that you are giving to the kids on the street. You ask them to sit and to be quiet before you open the door. That is one option if you have a dog that is not too upset or too stressed with this. So you can use it as a training opportunity. If you have a dog that you know that is very stressed out and, you know, gets on barking and very aggressive with people approaching the house, you can place a sign in front of your house: please do not approach, the dog is unfriendly. And that will help keeping them away from the house if you have to do that. The other option is obviously turn the lights off. People, they know that they are not necessarily welcome for any reason, one reason or another. So yes, you are missing on the charm of the celebration of Halloween. However, you keep your pet safe. And you keep also the treater safe, because you don't want them to be scared either by a dog that is charging at the door, or God forbid if the dog, you know, sneaks around you and attacks the kids. That is not a good scenario either. So you have to be a responsible pet owner and, you know, choose what would be the best approach for this. Either you use it as a training, or you use it as a protection of the pet and the family members that they are coming at the door. You have two options. And Kayla was able to sneak out of the appointment, so she's joining
Hi,
us.
Sorry. Well.
Hey, no worries. Hey. Amazing. All right. Well, those are some really good options right there to keep the pet safe, to keep the trick-or-treater safe. Now, speaking of trick-or-treating as well, people don't want to leave their pets at home alone, and they may want to take them out on the streets with their kids to get some candy. So is that advised, or what can people do to make sure that everybody is safe in that situation when they go out with their owners and with the kids on the streets?
It's an opportunity for training. Obviously, you have to be a responsible pet owner and to keep the dog on leash. Also, when you are a pet owner with the dog approaching somebody's house, there are a lot of unknown there. First of all, is the owner of the house comfortable to be around dogs? Is the house, you know, do they own their own dog? So is it going to be a potential fight in front of the door? So I would say I would say if you are a responsible pet owner that you want to take the dog with you, with the kids, stay on the sidewalk away from the house. I think it's a safer thing, and always have the dog on leash and under your control. And I would say take with you a dog that is safe to be around a bunch of kids and around a bunch of people. Now, keep also in mind that kids, by accident, they drop, you know, treats and chocolates and things, and they are excited and they decide to give a treat to your dog. So you have to be very, very responsible and very careful that the dog is safe. And the same, if the dog is approaching a house that they have a cat, you know, the cat is going to get scared as well. So we have to be respectful of people's property and privacy. So, you know, it is a tricky situation. Kayla, what do you think?
Yeah, no, I agree. And then even making sure that there's, like, something reflective on your dog. So I always indicated that you have a dog.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
If your dog's black and it's dark out, nobody's going to see the dog because the kid may come running by.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. Put some reflective material on the dog for sure. And also make sure to pick up after your dog as well, because nobody wants to step in dog poop.
Yes. And even, you know, poop is poop. But also, if you have a dog that gets into somebody's yard and starts marking and peeing everywhere, that is not respectful either. So that is a very good point there to pick up after your dog. I didn't even think to say that because to me it's a default.
Yep.
So I don't think of that stuff.
So, like you mentioned, you know, kids get excited and they may want to give the dog a treat or a pet a treat that they see on the sidewalk, of course. So what happens if the dog does consume some sort of candy or treat that may not be so good for them? And are there any treats that are more harmful than others?
Oh, that is a loaded one. So, yes. So obviously, giving any kind of human food to your dog, you know, there is a chance of a risk of injury. Now, with the candies from Halloween, unfortunately, we do see quite a few patients coming in with troubles because majority, if not all of the treats for Halloween, they are, you know, risky for our pets. So chocolates are obviously pretty bad because of the caffeine in it and the risk for the heart, you know, the gastrointestinal problems and the cardiac issues, but also the, you know, anything with sugar, it can be a problem. Anything with xylitol can be a problem. So I would say that all of the candies for Halloween, they are not recommended for dogs. Now, the other thing is a lot of times dogs, they decide to inhale it quick, so to eat it very quick, and they eat with a wrapper on it. Well, that is a foreign body for sure, and then majority of times that requires anesthesia and surgery if you get stuck in the intestinal tract. But majority of times what we end up needing to do is to make them puke and to get rid of whatever they ate, as long as the pet is presented to us relatively fast. If they are waiting for an hour or two, the chocolate or the treat that they ate is already digested and the damage is already done. So the pet will end up being in a hospital for 24, 48 hours for observation. And that is a very pricey situation. So my advice is keep them away from those treats if you don't want to end up needing to see a veterinarian for this. Kayla, what do you think?
A good alternative would to be bring some of your dog's treats out with you. So that way, if there is kids who are looking to give some kind of treat to your dog, at least maybe they're not tempted to give their candy, if you give them an alternative instead, like a cookie that's safe for your dog from home.
That is a really good idea. Now, Kayla, I didn't get a chance to have you introduce yourself. So tell us a bit about who you are and what you do.
Hi, I'm Kayla. I'm a vet tech here at Heartland. I have been for almost 3 years.
Amazing. Well, those are all the questions that I do have for today. I really appreciate your time, but is there anything else either of you would like to mention about animal safety over Halloween?
I would say, keep them away from the human treats. Make the right decision for your pet. Be aware of their limitation and be aware of their stress level. And I know that for us, it's a lot of enjoyment, but keep in mind that your pet is not necessary enjoying things the way how we do. And if they are stressed out in the crowded situation, if they are stressed out with the noise, even if they are stressed out with, you know, people wearing weird stuff like the costumes, probably is not the safest environment for your pet. Now, as I said, if the dog is relatively used with these kind of things, it will be a good training opportunity. So I think it has two sides. It's a good opportunity for training, but also remember that there is a limit, and they do not discuss, they don't talk to us, they don't tell us. But we don't want to push them in a situation when they are so stressed that they will act or react, we have to be very aware and to understand the limitation of our pets.
It's a good time to also utilize crate training.
Yes.
If you have that, so that way when you open the door to kids, your dog doesn't dart out in case there is someone with a dog on the sidewalk. So using that crate training, if you've done it, is super important.